Welcome to Rhema for Today.
It's the only the operation of the soul, so they left the spirit out entirely. Now, the psychiatrist or the psychologist has dug down into man. They found out that there's something else down there. They didn't know what it was. So they called it a subconscious mind. No, man doesn't have a subconscious mind. If he did, the Bible would have said so. I'll tell you what they discovered, and they didn't know what it was, didn't know how to deal with it, and don't know how to handle it. It's the spirit of man that they discovered, and they didn't know what it was.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
How is the mind renewed or restored? You know, there's a statement over there in the 23rd Psalm that says, "The Lord restoreth my soul." Spirit's born again. He doesn't restore our spirit. Our spirit's born again, but our soul is renewed or is restored. Now, if you look that word up, the Hebrew word up in the Hebrew Concordance translated restoreth, and you look up the Greek word in the Greek Concordance translated renew, you'll find out they mean about the same thing. Renew or restore. In other words, like this, you've got an old chair there. It's very old, but it's valuable because it's old. It's antique. But it's all, you know, the fabric's all worn out of it. And it's just all, you know, just look like a wreck. But you renew that or restore that, you see. Well, a man's spirit's not restored. See, that's the same chair that it was, but it's restored, it's renewed. But a man's spirit becomes a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, we have this expression then relative to the soul. Receive the ingrafted word with meekness, which is able to save your souls. Be not conformed to this word, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. He restoreth my soul. It is the word of God that restores our souls, that renews our souls, that saves our souls, or heals our souls. Are you listening? Amen. Now, while we're on this, let's go a little bit further. Let's go just a little bit further here. Psychology is the study of the human mind operating through the physical senses or the body. A psychologist or a psychiatrist, unless he's born again, would never know himself, because they do not know that they are a spirit being. They only think of themselves as being a mind and a body, or a soul and body. You'll notice psychology, psychiatrist. Well, it comes from the Greek word psyche, which is translated soul through the New Testament. Are you following me? Psychology. It's the only the operation of the soul, so they left the spirit out entirely. Now, the psychiatrist or the psychologist has dug down into man. They found out that there's something else down there. They didn't know what it was. So they called it a subconscious mind. No, man doesn't have a subconscious mind. If he did, the Bible would have said so. I'll tell you what they discovered, and they didn't know what it was, didn't know how to deal with it, and don't know how to handle it. It's the spirit of man that they discovered. And they didn't know what it was. And unless the spirit of man is really born again, and comes into fellowship with God, then the spirit can never be developed in real godly spiritual things, and man can never become who he should be. You know, you hear a lot of times people asking out in the world, you know. You see this happening with our young people yesterday and today, particularly in days gone by. And people asking, you know, who am I? You know, I never asked the question in my life, who am I? I know who I am. See, that's the most asinine question that a supposedly intelligent person ever asks. But of course, you see, they don't know who they are because they're wandering out there in a wilderness of unbelief and darkness. Now, I was out there one day, but I was born again when I was 15 years old, 4 months before my 16th birthday. And since April of 1933, I've never asked the question, who am I? I know who I am. I hear them sometimes in interviews and so on and so forth, on the TV and so on, asking, who am I? And I always speak up, you know, and say, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Amen. I found out who I was on the bed of affliction and sickness, you see, 40 some odd years ago. Amen. Now, I want you to see something now. I want you to see something, because a lot of what we have teachings and supposedly, now listen carefully to me. We'll straighten a lot of it out later, but I'm going to drop some things on you. Supposedly dealing with evil spirits and demons and whatever some people call inner healing is a mixture, is trying to mix psychology with the Bible, and they won't mix any more than oil and water will mix. Are you listening to me carefully now? Now, first of all, if you're really born again and got the life and the nature of God in you, your spirit don't need healing. It's already a new man. Now listen to me carefully. You see, Jesus said here in John 3:6, that which is born of spirit is spirit. It is our spirit that's born again. We contact the spiritual world by our spirit. We contact the mental world with our soul. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we'll look at it again, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now he's saying that the inward man, not the outward man, has become a new man. You have the same body that you did before you were born again. But the man on the inside has become a new man in Christ. One translation reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, there is a new self. I like that translation because I'm a new person. I'm a new self. We sometimes hear people talk about dying out to self. However, we don't want to die out to self. We want this new self, this new creature, to dominate us. We want to crucify the flesh. And that's really what they're talking about, but they're using the wrong term, and it confuses you. Now, crucifying the flesh isn't something that God does for you. You must do it yourself. Are you listening to me? You do that. You'll notice here in this verse we read in Romans 12:1, wherefore I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye, well, we don't say ye, thee, thou, and so on nowadays, that you do something with your body. Not that you pray and get God to do something with your body. Not that you pray and get there or ask the pastor to pray and do something with your body. You get your fellow Christian to pray that God do something with your body. No, it's up to you to do something with your body. Do what with it? Present it to God. Present it to God. Don't let your body dominate you. Present it to God, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, he didn't tell you to die out to self or the flesh, but he did tell you to do something with the flesh. You see, when we were born again, now I want to go over that again. When we were born again, we became a new man, a new creature in Christ. Now the nature of God is in there. The nature and the life of God is in my spirit. Are you listening to me? My spirit doesn't need healing. I don't need any inner healing. Because my spirit's become a new man. Brand new. Old things have passed away. They're all gone. There wouldn't be anything there that needed healing. Unless God wanted to heal the new man he made, he didn't make him sick. Are you listening to me now? Now notice he said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things have passed away. They're all gone. All things. How many of them in your spirit now, in this new man, in this new self, in this new creature, not in your flesh, not in your soul, we'll get to those in a moment, but in your spirit, all things have become new. Have they or have they not? Half of them become new? Did he make you a new creature? With the life of God in it, leave two or three demons down there to harass you. No, he didn't do that. Took them all out. I'm talking about your spirit now. See, if we'd just listen to the Bible, it would solve so many of our questions.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're enrolling for the fall of 2026. And so you can go online and do that, or you can also come to our Rhema College weekend. That's April the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the Rhema USA campus, you'll attend classes, meet the dean and some other instructors, tour the campus,
yes,
a luncheon, worship night, job and housing, fun night, and of course, end the weekend by attending Rhema Bible Church there on Sunday morning. It's a wonderful weekend, and so we just invite you and encourage you to come and find out all about Rhema Bible
Church. Go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase Volume 2 of the series. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.